The Otolenghi Massive. It's Tessipes with Tess Barnett on 95BFM.
One of the things I've missed the most about you not being in the studio, Tess, is that I haven't been able to see you do this like skitsy little dance that you do every time this band comes in.
String. I have to really thank Amelia for that.
It is a very good one.
It is fantastic.
Hey, what are we talking about on Tessipes today?
Well, today we're going to talk about cauliflower. Now, I know last week I talked about roasting a whole cauliflower.
Did it set you on a path?
But that kind of, yeah, segued me into being like, what a fantastic vegetable it is, you know?
The best of the brassicas.
Because I feel like sometimes it kind of gets shunned as being quite, because it can be quite bland, right? Like you can kind of add any flavour to it and it will just take
that
on.
Soak it up, yeah. But,
and that's why it's used often as a replacement for meat in many cases.
Yeah.
So I've got a couple of recipes to talk about. It's also in season, so it's very cheap at the moment.
Get yourself some big cauliflowers.
I think brassicas in general are in season.
Cabbage, I think, yeah, they're winter veg, yeah.
Yeah. We should know that.
Right, ready to go.
So I wanted to talk about fried cauliflower, cauliflower cheese, and then this cauliflower bolognese that I made the other night, which really was more fantastic than I anticipated.
The first two things you've said make total sense to me. The third one, I'm very much jury's out until we talk about
okay.
it. So I'll suspend my judgment until then.
Fried cauliflower, it's super, super easy. Basically, just break it up into the florets, which you can do by just basically bashing it and they'll all kind of break apart or pull them apart. The smaller the better with this because you want it to cook enough when it fries. So try and get smaller pieces and then you can just mix. Basically, the ratio I go for is 150 grams of chickpea flour mixed with 175 mils of water, which you pour in and whisk as you're pouring in to make the batter.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
So with the chickpea flour, before you whisk in the water, you can add kind of whatever spices you want.
Right. Okay.
Like a basic one is great as curry powder or paprika or like chili powder, cumin, any of those would be nice. Turmeric, if you want it to go yellow.
Yum.
Yep.
Glamorous.
All those are great. So just whisk in the water and then basically dunk your cauliflower florets. Use a big bowl, dunk them in to the batter, mix them all up. And then you can heat about 2 centimetres of canola oil in a pan. Generally speaking, like a cast iron or like if you've got a Dutch oven or like a heavy pot, heavy bottom.
You want a heavy one, a hefty pan.
Yeah, because those ones tend to maintain and control the heat a bit better than maybe a stainless steel.
The normal,
is that what they're normally made of?
I think
what,
so.
Made of? A silver pot. They don't hold the heat as well. So yeah, and then you just put your cauliflower florets in a couple at a time, do it in batches, and fry them for about 2 minutes each side. So 2 minutes and flip them over so they're getting a full dunking.
Mm-hmm.
And then out onto a rack, if you've got a rack, so that they can dry the whole way around and not go soggy. Ooh. On one side.
Yum.
Yeah, and this is nice with like a yogurt dip. You just get some yogurt with a bit of salt and you can add like parsley or mint or cucumber.
Sounds tasty. So you can kind of have this as a side as well if you're doing like a big feast of some variety.
Also fine as a main, you know.
Yum as.
Yeah, it's vegetables, right?
So that's fried cauliflower. Yep. What else have we got?
Cauliflower cheese. So this was a classic for me growing up. I don't know about you.
Yeah, same.
I know that you have made this recently.
Yeah, I love a cauliflower cheese.
I was
cheese.
A little nervous to talk about this with you because I feel like you've probably got your recipe.
I just make it the easiest way I know, which is pretty boring. So I'm keen to hear what you've got.
So I kind of do a cheats one. So basically I cut it up into florets again. And I actually use the stem of a cauliflower. I don't know about you. Do you use the stem?
Sometimes, yeah. I use it in like stir fries and stuff sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah. So put that all into a pot and boil them for a little bit, 5 minutes. So I do like a parboil before I put it in the roasting just to make sure it's properly cooked.
Yeah.
Drain and then I toss it with butter and cream. So a big knob of butter and a bit of maybe like tablespoon or 2 tablespoons of cream if you've got it.
Yum.
Just butter is actually fine. I've done it when I haven't had cream with just butter. And then you can also toss in, if you want to make it fancy, things that are really good is mustard powder if you've got that. Lots of people don't have that.
Just a tablespoon
just a
of, mustard
bit of mustard
or something
is
would that
fine.
Work?
Yeah. Mustard seeds, curry powder, cumin, like all those same spices that go well with cauliflower. Toss that into a roasting tray. Get a lot of cheese.
A metric lot of cheese.
A lot. I think I put 100 grams, but like, go 200, go 300 if you want, you know?
3 big fistfuls of cheese.
Yeah, a lot of cheese. Put it all on top. If you've got a bit of breadcrumbs, put that on top as well. Sometimes I like to get fancy and chop up some parsley and put that on top as well.
Ooh, bougie.
In it goes. And then So I eyeball this, and I feel ashamed. I should have done it before and timed it. But I think it's roughly only 10 or 15 minutes.
You don't need long.
Until it's golden on top and the cheese is melted. Because you've already cooked the collie.
Yeah.
Already.
It's kind of just needs to be...
It just needs to be crisped up and...
Made golden.
Mushy. Yeah.
Oh, yummy.
Oh, yum. It's delicious.
Just thinking about it, it's making me quite hungry.
And then last week... Actually, it wasn't last week. It was a couple of days ago now. I made a cauliflower bolognese, which was actually...
Yeah, I've got to say, before you start there, that sounds awful. It really does.
I don't feel like it does.
It sounds awful.
It's got mushrooms in it too.
I trust you. Yeah. This is what I mean. I think that you will tell me it's good and I'll believe you.
I need to... This isn't my recipe, this one. So this is from Andy Berigani. I need to...
Shout out,
because it's his recipe. I followed his recipe, but I did alter it a bit. So you can just search out cauliflower bolognese and it will probably come up. But I used 170 grams of mushrooms, which I chopped really, really, really finely, which was actually super satisfying. And then I used 400 grams of cauliflower, which I actually... you can actually buy it in the supermarket already chopped up, which
what?
Is probably
no.
not great because it's like in plastic and stuff.
No, just buy a big cauliflower.
But you can sometimes
chop it up yourself.
I just had this, so
just
I used it.
Happened to
it.
Have it. I got you. Someone's also said that at the start of lockdown, cauliflower was getting close to $12.
What?
That's madness. But they bought one yesterday and it was only like $3. So.
Yeah, I bought one for $1.50 yesterday. A couple of days ago.
And someone's got an alternative fried cauliflower situation here.
What have they got there?
You can slice it like bread, cover it in harissa, and then fry it on the barbecue, and then OMG in capital letters.
Yeah.
So you know it's good.
I think someone did that recently when I talked about the whole roast cauliflower too.
Oh, yum.
Collie steaks.
Sorry, we've digressed from collie bolognese though, which I'm still slightly suspect of.
Yeah, 170 grams of mushrooms, chop them up really finely to the point where they kind of look like they'd be mince, I guess.
Okay.
400 grams of cauliflower. If you just buy a cauliflower, if you've got a food processor, just chuck it in that and blitz it in that rather than trying to chop it all up because it can be quite messy. But also chopping it up is fine. And then basically you heat up some butter and some oil to get the best flavour if you eat dairy. Add the mushrooms and cook them for longer than you think, so they'll release a bunch of water and then they'll start getting really golden after that.
Ooh,
so
nice.
That can be like 10 minutes or so. And then you've got a small onion, dice it up, chuck it in, add that for another like 5 to 8 minutes. Add 3 garlic cloves, 2 tablespoons of tomato paste, some rosemary, and I put some chili in as well. And let that all cook until it gets quite dark and like maybe starts to stick to the bottom a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you add your cauliflower. And that'll do the same kind of thing where it steams itself almost because it's quite a lot.
Right, right, right.
But then it will reduce heaps and it will get smaller. And then you end up with this kind of like red, meaty looking sauce.
Okay.
So you cook that for about 10 minutes until you cook it down. So while you're cooking that, I boil the pasta.
Get that done and dusted.
Get that going. Salt the water, boil the pasta. Take out 1 cup of pasta water.
Yep.
Put that into the sauce.
Okay.
With some butter and some parmesan and then throw your pasta in and just mix it all together.
Oh, that and actually does sound pretty good.
Really good. And then salt.
Always need that.
Yeah.
You know, when you said, cauliflower bolognese, I was just imagining kind of like a flavourless sort of weird combo of things that shouldn't go together. But the way you've just explained it sounds very nice. Vegetarian bolognese.
I very much encourage trying it. I honestly think that I probably won't make a meat bolognese again now because I really enjoyed that.
Massive,
and I found it cheaper and very tasty.
I
feel like you need the mushrooms, you need the tomato paste, adding some rosemary and some chili is good too, butter, parmesan, all those things add flavor to the cauliflower because it can be really
bland
if you don't on its own.
Season that. Someone said wasabi oil goes with all cheesy recipes. That's
wasabi
a very
oil.
Good
I've
tip.
Never heard of that before.
I'm sure you can get it from lots of good Asian supermarkets. And someone just wants to check with the fried cauliflower, how much water to chickpea flour?
It is 150 grams of chickpea flour to 175 ml of water. But just make sure you don't dunk all the water in at once. Just pour it in slowly
gradually.
And give it a whisk.
Excellent.
As you're going. Or a fork. A fork is fine too. You don't need a whisk.
Well, thank you very much for that, Tess. Some seasonal brassica recipes there using the mighty cauliflower. And a little bit of love coming through for your Wonder Dough pizza that you did at the start of lockdown. Someone says it got them through the lockdown period.
That's nice. Send us pictures. Send it to studio. Is it studio at 95bfm.com?
That is the one. Send them through.
Pictures.
We'd love to see it. Thanks, Tess.
Fennel Hardcore. It's Tessa Peas with Tess Barnett on 95 BFM.